Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Tomlin had a lot of interesting things to say during his weekly press conference yesterday via Zoom. We'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo about some of those things at the top of the hour, and he's got a new go-to cliche, I think, or at least a new one added to the arsenal. How much more meat is on the bone in regards to Ben Roethlisberger's game? We get into that in about 15 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. But he was also asked about being adhering very closely to the requirement for coaches to wear masks on the sidelines.
For me personally, I'm just thankful to be working. A lot of us are not able to in this pandemic circumstance, and I don't take that for granted.
Two more head coaches were fined yesterday, $100,000, and their teams an additional $250,000. Monday night's coaches, John Gruden and Sean Payton. That brings to the list a list of five head coaches that have been fined for not wearing masks correctly or at all on the sidelines. Vic Fangio, Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan all got nailed by the league this week as well. Pete Carroll saying he's gone so far as to have, like, coaches have get-back coaches on the sidelines. He's gone so far as to have a coach reminding him, hey, fix your mask, get your mask up, do that. And he changed masks at halftime. He says they wear them all day at practice and around the building. Carroll saying he knows it's extremely important to do so. You've just got to be reminded. And I think that's what this comes down to, Colin, is the league is now wanting to remind everyone just how important it is to wear masks. So they're going to levy some really large fines for this in the case of these head coaches.
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious. This is optics. This is politicizing it. Now, the NFL has data to back this
up. I don't know if it's
up,
politicizing it.
Well, I think it is. I do. I think it
How
is.
How so?
That's my opinion. How so? It's making an issue out of this to push forward into our homes that high-profile employees employed by the NFL show them, push them in with a mask, have them in on our televisions to show the rest of the world that they need to wear a mask in all circumstances when I don't feel we need to wear a mask in all circumstances.
Well, we would agree it's intelligent public health policy for people to wear masks if they can't remain socially distant from others, right?
In almost all situations, the league has stringent regulations okay. inside each franchise. They have, coupled with daily testing, been a monumental success. They have zero
tests. Yes, that's
tests.
Correct. Absolutely.
So they're in a controlled environment as much as possible. They're also outside. To me, it borders on gross overkill. And I think it's not a bubbled situation. I'll give you that. That's where I think Boomer's wrong in his Sports Minute. You can't compare it to the NHL because it's not a bubbled situation. I would debate to some degree if an NFL head coach needs to wear a mask on the sideline, and here's why. Because the 60 people he's communicating with aren't wearing one. It's an all-or-nothing proposition. Once one person doesn't
well,
wear
I don't
one,
know if it's
haven't we lost it?
I don't know if we have. I think it's a mitigation situation where even if it's just one guy wearing a mask on the sideline, I guess it's that reducing the chance of that one person spreading anything that they may have. Even if it's
look,
just
I'm pro mask, but I'm also pro common sense. And if you if you're standing around 60 people that aren't wearing a mask, and you are the one that is wearing a mask, have we really greatly reduced the chances of it transferring? And also,
well,
those men have
been
tested.
For that one person you have. Yeah, no. Okay. Here's the thing. I think
No, you can't bring reason into this argument. Like, what? Okay, then how long are we going to do this? Are coaches going to be made to wear masks until there's a vaccine? And not the players?
I don't know, Colin, but they agreed to wear them in an effort to try and stem the tide and do everything they can to mitigate, again, the spread of the virus. And the NFL, to your point, they've done a great job. Zero positive tests in the latest round of testing. I would think that's because a lot of people are adhering to those standards that the league and the players and the coaches agreed to. So I think, look, it happens to all of us. I've been in the car halfway down the street getting ready to go somewhere, and I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot the damn mask. And
but
I
you're
have
not
to turn around and go back
day.
And get it, you know?
You're not tested every day.
No, but
as
long as they're being tested, that's excellent. That's great. But it doesn't – you want to mitigate risk, I think, even if it's just one person, then them wearing a mask is not a bad thing. I will come back to the original point you made. This is very much optics in that they do want to, they want to be proponents of wearing a mask. And I have no problem with that. $100,000 is a hefty fine. $250,000 for a team, maybe not as much, a drop in the bucket for a franchise, but $100,000 for a coach, even one like John Gruden making a ridiculous amount of money, is a decent chunk of change. And I'm sure those guys, like Pete Carroll, who I mentioned earlier, has like a mask guy on the sideline. Hey, get your mask up, coach. Maybe more coaches go that route. I don't know.
But I guess my question that overrides it is this, though, is what's being mitigated if everybody's been tested and it's zero?
Because there's a lag between the test and when you're actually then interacting with those people.
Then we shouldn't play football games for 14 days after we test, if that's the argument.
No, okay. Steelers reporter Ray Fittipaldo joins us top of the hour to talk about some of the things he takes away from Mike Tomlin's weekly press conference. Went down yesterday on Zoom. He's slowly working in a new cliche to the lexicon, the Mike Tomlin press conference lexicon. It includes this little nugget of wisdom, meat on the bone.
I like where he is. I think there's more meat on the bone. I'm excited about him continuing to knock the rust off and finding his all-pro form, if you will.
That's Ben Roethlisberger, head coach Mike Tomlin, is talking about finding more meat on the bone and knocking more rust off. I don't know how much more – he's gotten off to a slow start in each of these first two games, Colin, Ben Roethlisberger has, but he's found a rhythm at some point in the game with some use of the no huddle that's allowed him to, it looks like, settle in. How much more meat is on the bone, I guess, as far as a week-to-week Ben Roethlisberger performance goes?
I think, well, the interception was bad, the one in the middle of the
right.
field, I think was bad. And Ben admitted that he didn't play well and that he needs to do some things. I think here's where I think that there's meat on the bone. I think that there's meat on the bone in terms of mixing in a deep ball a little bit more here and there, taking some shots when they can. I've liked the offense. I've liked the crossing routes and the quick hitters and things like that. I think the meat on the bone may be a little bit more stuff where Ben checks into something, although he's thrown it a ton, in terms of the confidence at the line of scrimmage, in terms of, I wonder how many plays they've checked into, and the meat on the bone could be checking into stuff for the new guys. Like the Claypool throws, the two deep ones, were designs right out of the chute. That was the throw, that was the play. Meat on the bone could mean infusing those new guys, Ebron and Claypool in particular, into the checkdown packages more. And if they are confident in being able to be guys who then become an option at the scrimmage line when a play is checked into, that it can mean that as well.
Yeah, I look at it and just think it means, you know, because his numbers have been good each of the first 2 weeks, too. When you roll them up into totality in each game, Ben Roethlisberger's numbers have been more than decent. They've been, as I said, good. But I think it's more about, you know, if you're really looking for that all-pro level Ben Roethlisberger that Mike Tomlin referenced there, it's getting off to a faster start, finding that rhythm earlier. And that's not just on Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, it's a huge part of it. He's the guy handling the football and choosing to make a poor throw as he did on the pick last week, or choosing to go in a different direction, or maybe misfiring and throwing behind someone as we've seen a couple of times but it's just as much on the offensive coordinator too, and allowing Ben really to take over at times. I keep referencing this, but it's true. He's been much more efficient, not as many big plays, but much more efficient in that no huddle, whether it was at the end of the second quarter against the Giants or on the second drive of the third quarter against the Broncos. Let Ben get in that rhythm early, I think, and you'll probably get a much more consistent effort from the beginning of the game all the way through the 60 minutes.
Well, the run game can really help Ben out too, you know.
Yeah,
I think establishing the run game early could do that. But in terms of meet, look, they're both going to say I didn't play well, or there's more left to be had, or we could do some more things. Unless Ben goes 41 of 41 with seven touchdowns for, you know, 607 yards in a game, they're always going to say that there's room for to get better. And I think that's just the case. It becomes a method of speaking for both of those guys, for Ben and for Mike Tomlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.